You Can Relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Relax the Podcast.
Is it, though?
Is it what?
Is it Relax?
Has it ever? Oh, because we're in a different place?
I just thought you meant in general. So,
like, our podcast is never, I don't know, relaxing. But yeah, we're in a different location. If you're watching, you'll notice that we, I feel like I say that every week now.
We're in your other podcast room.
My SAS.
SAS
podcast room.
So it doesn't feel like we're doing Relax. It feels like I'm on it. I'm doing
an
episode
sassy?
Of SAS. Well, maybe you should SAS me.
Okay.
Like, what do you guys do? I don't have Patreon.
Don't I always?
So, yes, always. Are you going to make me drink out of like a boot or something?
Nah, we don't do that now. We should probably bring that back.
Whoa.
We just.
What do you do?
We just are sisters on it and we talk like sisters do.
I've seen you guys do that before.
You know, like how I'm from California, but my like California accent only really truly comes out when I'm around Rachel.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, we talk really, get really excited about this. We talk a lot faster.
You do talk like that.
This is kind of just like
with
a lot
each
of that.
Other and you talk, yeah, you guys always have lots to talk about.
So, yeah. Anyway, hi everyone.
Hi.
We're in this room today because I'm filming with Rachel tomorrow morning. So I didn't want to tear everything down and set everything up in different rooms. So I was like, why don't we just record in the SAS room today, lovey?
Yeah.
And that's why we're in here.
It's great.
Do you feel sparkly and peppy and cute?
Yeah, I feel like I match with the couch.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm wearing the couch.
Why do you?
On the lower half of me. This is the color of my pants.
Oh.
But yeah, I like all your sparkled pictures.
Thanks.
And this sign that you had custom made from a sign factory.
Yeah, right.
That cost millions, I'm sure.
The sign factory that is my office and hot glue.
It's fun watching the things. Like, you're such a crafty person, as in like you love crafts.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun to see all the different elements you can put that energy into.
Yeah.
All kinds of things.
When I'm not on tour. When I was touring, it was just like always
props and
always
stuff.
Crafting new props and weird things. But
sure.
Now I'm making glitter frames.
Well, I'm talking about like all the stuff you make for our kids.
I do make a lot of things for our kids.
Yeah, I do. You made a custom t-shirt for one of our kids for a birthday party this week.
I did do that. Yeah, the birthday
party.
You made
a music video for one of them.
Mm-hmm.
A private one, obviously, just for us all to
mm-hmm.
laugh at.
Mm-hmm. That sounds weird.
Does it?
No. Well, I mean, sometimes I show some of the stuff I edit for them online. Sometimes I do in my vlogs. But I do film a lot and edit a lot of videos that are just for the kids. Like,
right, yeah. The Flynn one today, I thought was just like to make him laugh.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, I feel like I should put it in a vlog because it's funny.
Yeah. He improvised a song about pirates.
Yeah.
And a book.
Mm-hmm.
And a little baby book.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool. Anyways, who needs to relax for you this week?
Oh, love. So many things.
Tell me something.
Well, let me pull up. Do you have something off
it
the top of your head?
It feels strange being on a couch with you. Like, I feel like I feel.
Yeah, I know you won't make eye contact
like
with me, which is very strange.
It's usually your vibe. I feel uncomfortable looking at you.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that is my vibe, feeling uncomfortable to look at people.
Do you want me to go?
Yeah, because I have to pull mine up. Oh, no, I have one.
Go for it.
Because I do make a lot of crafty things for my children, kind of always. And the other day, we went to a birthday party for one of Flynn's friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a cheetah themed birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And so it said, you know, wear your cheetah best, dress like, you know, leopard print, cheetah print, whatever, wildcat. So I asked Flynn, like, if he wanted to go find like a cheetah print shirt. And he's like, no. I was like, well, you're going to dress up like a cheetah. Like, let's see if we can find a cheetah shirt somewhere. And he's like, yeah, he wasn't that interested. And I was like, okay, fine. I'm not going to make him. So we went to a craft store to find a present for his friend. And while we were there, we found, I saw this like iron-on cheetah print stuff. I don't know. I've never done those iron-on things you can put on shirts before.
Okay.
And so I saw that and I go, oh, Flynn, what if I took this and I cut it into the shape of an octopus and you had a cheetah octopus? And he was like very, very excited about that. So I made him that shirt. And it didn't take long, but like everyone was talking about the party and I almost felt like super embarrassed about it.
Yeah.
But
everyone made a comment about because he had a custom t-shirt.
Everyone's like,
oh,
a custom shirt, kind of looked at me like, you psychopath. That's how I took it. But I'm sure that's not what they thought.
You were either just judging that you didn't own anything that was cheetah print.
I don't know what you should be.
What needs to relax?
Sorry, I'm getting there. So not anything that I just said. What needs to relax is balloons, and I'm sure that I've talked about it before. I'm sure. But listen.
You took us down a path getting there.
Well, because this is what made me write this. What made me write this down, balloons, in my list of things I need to relax, is the fact that we were at that birthday party with the cheetah shirt.
Okay.
And it was an outside party.
Yes.
And I've talked many times on the internet, in my vlogs, on both podcasts, like, I do not like balloons. Like, they stress me out. I don't like that this is a part of my personality. But I get unbelievably anxious around balloons. I'm very scared. I can be around them. I'm around them often. I buy them all the time from our parties and get-togethers. I blow them up and put them all over the house.
Yeah, for someone who hates them so much, you
well, I'm not
spend
gonna,
a lot of time
I'm
with
not
going to
steal joy from everyone who loves balloons just because I don't like them. Like, people like balloons. They're festive. They're fun. Whatever.
Was your problem that, like, they had a balloon station and were letting the kids fill them up themselves?
No, that's, they had fun. Go for it. My relax is, I guess, myself and how I react to the balloons. But balloons make me so anxious. And they weren't like balloons that were full of helium and like floating like on strings. Like, we were outside at a park that had like sharp sticks and wood chip.
Was it, well, oak leaves are really actually kind of spiky, and it was under an oak tree.
Yeah, under oak trees, spiky leaves. And everyone was just blowing up balloons and like playing with them, and they're you know, they're little kids, 5, 6, 7 year old kids, and they're like playing keepy uppy, and the balloons are hitting the ground, and the kids are allowed to blow up their own balloons, which they loved, and it was so exciting and so fun for them. But of course they're like, I'm gonna blow it up as big as I possibly can. So it's like I'm uncomfortable talking about it right now. Like, the thought of it is making my skin crawl.
You have so many phobias.
I know. I hate it about myself too.
At one point during this party, a kid was playing with a balloon in it, and she right as you had noticed the balloon station, and
she blew it up too big.
Yeah, and you were commenting on that, and then another kid behind you, his balloon popped, and out of this, there's like 40, 50 people at this party. This balloon pops. The only one to react to it was you, and you react to it in an extreme way.
And I have no control over it. And this is what I hate about myself. And this is why it needs to relax about me, because I don't understand how not everyone reacts to balloons popping like that. How I'm so jealous of people can see balloons and look like, and see they're about to pop and feel the anticipation of like, that's going to pop and make a loud sound and feel like stress about it. And look at every way around you that it could possibly pop. Okay, it could pop on that oak leaf. It could pop on some kid's sharp fingernail. It could pop on the bark of this tree. It could pop, like, seeing every area in which the balloons could be popping, and then knowing it could happen any second, and the stress of like, oh, it's going to happen, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And then it pops, and it scares me so bad. I like jump and like scream. And I'm so jealous that nobody else does that. Like, how come I do that? Why can't
I'm sure some people do it. I'm sure a lot of people like enjoy popping balloons, but like, I think you have so many unique phobias of things.
It's not a phobia. I'm not scared of them.
Do you hear the way you're talking about it? Do you hear like the sound? You even sound anxious right now.
Because I am.
Right.
It's not a phobia. It's anxiety. I'm anxious around them. It's the anxiety of knowing it's going to, like, the, you know, all the games that we played with as kids that were horrible, like Operation, where like you had to just get the thing out of the like weird man's body.
Operation.
And or like the timer games where there's like the X and the O's and the like different puzzle pieces, and there's a timer, it's like, and you waited till it dinged and then everything would like explode out of it. There's like all these games that we played as kids that were like, something's about to happen any second, and then everything's gonna go wrong. Like, there was a game, I remember, a water balloon game, where it was like a water balloon inside of like a plastic thing, and you pass it around in a circle, and it's like a timer and a buzzer, and then when it pops, the water balloon explodes. So we played all these games that were like full of anxiety as kids that taught us to be like, any second now, something horrible is gonna happen.
This is from trauma from childhood games?
No, that's what I related to. It's the same feeling I had as a kid playing those games of like, oh no, the balloon's gonna pop any second. How do we make it so this balloon's gonna pop? That's a loud noise. That's not a fun sound. I don't like, it's gonna pop. Like, why can't I just be like, oh, balloon's gonna pop. Okay. And then it pops and be like, oh, balloon popped. Like, why can't I be that?
I don't know. Maybe you should work on it. Maybe if you
Sure. Thanks. Helpful.
I would
but
say,
how?
What's the
exposure therapy?
Exposure therapy with it.
I'm like, exposed to balloons all the time.
No, but like, just, you should like just sit with a balloon and just know that it's, and pop it on purpose.
Love.
Knowing that it's going to
pop. You've lost your mind.
And see what is the worst possible outcome? How could that hurt you?
It
you know
does,
what I mean?
Love, I'm not stupid. I mean, I am stupid, but like, I'm not that stupid. Like, I know logically that it's not going to hurt me. Nothing bad is going to happen. It's just a sound. It's not crazy. Nothing bad happens from balloons. I know this already.
So exposure therapy wouldn't work then?
Not for balloons, maybe something else, but not for balloons, because we literally, I guarantee you, we have balloons in our living room right now. Like blown up balloons.
Yeah, the kids love to play like
tonight while I play Keepy Uppy with the kids.
Yeah.
Like I'm playing with balloons with our kids on a weekly basis.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's no reason why I should be like this.
Okay. Well, what else? What else could you? Could you maybe if you'd like journal about it or something? Maybe talking about it on a podcast. Maybe
talking
it out. Although you don't seem to be calm.
Should I pray about it? What should I do?
You just have so many things.
I know I have so many things. I hate it about me too.
The other day it was the kids got done taking a bath and you were like, hey, one of the kids put a Band-Aid on the thing. So there's like the metal thing that goes up and down that like releases the drain and I need to drain the bathtub after the bath. And you couldn't do it because one of the kids had taken off a Band-Aid and put it around the metal thing.
A loose wet Band-Aid?
It was either this tub is filled with water forever.
Yeah.
Until we were not in this house. Or I have to go, you have to go take the Band-Aid off and drain the tub. And I was like, okay. Like it was no big deal to me. And then like another thing the other day, I could hear from across the house, oh, what? Lavi, Wesley has a booger. I need you to take care of it because like, oh, I'm sorry. We're not supposed to talk about boogers on this podcast, but like you don't deal in boogers.
Okay. Time out. I need to defend myself here. I deal with boogers a lot.
You haven't been attacked.
Just about the booger thing. I'm a mom. Like I'm constantly covered in poop and boogers. That's my life is vomit, poop and boogers. I'm always this like,
you know, yeah, you don't do vomit either.
We might have to cancel the podcast. Do we need to cancel the podcast?
No, I'm saying like you don't throw up. You'll do anything.
I don't throw up. But as far as our children,
who's defending themselves here? Who's attacking
me,
who?
I am defensive because I am. It's me. This is a me issue. But I am the one who deals with like kid voms. But I do not vom. I don't like to throw up. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is that I do deal with boogers all the time, but that day in particular, there's just
like a breakdown.
Of course I am.
It's just like
that day in particular, Wesley just had a really gnarly one.
Uh-huh.
That was like, I was in a already nauseous feeling mood and I was like, I don't think I can do this one tonight.
I just think there's a lot of tasks as a parent and it's like divide and conquer, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Whatever. And I just think I've been tasked boogers. Like I'm always the one who's had to do like the snot sucker when they're sick. Like,
yeah, I can't do this.
Like, you know, like, and getting at them, but like, you know, yes, you'll do like the steam shot. Anyways,
when we say snot sucker, we're
not
talking
balloons. I don't know. I think if you should just, we should lock you in a room with a bunch of balloons, like 100 balloons and say, you can't come out until you pop every one of these. And maybe by the end of it, like you'll like be more conditioned and comfortable with the sound of a balloon popping.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
I think exposure. I think the point of exposure therapy. I think the point of exposure therapy is to become aware that, like, oh, all this stuff happened, and I'm okay. I'm still here. Everything's fine. Nothing bad happened. Like, blah blah blah. But like with that, like, I'm around balloons all the time, and I actually do logically know that like nothing bad's gonna happen if a balloon pops.
You're also normal about being around. You say that like they're always in our house. We blow up for kids. We blow up for parties. Yes, but like every time we're doing that, you're like, and if I'm blowing up a balloon, you're like, that's too big. You're blowing it. You've mm-hmm. overblown it. It's too much. You know what I mean? Like, because you're already catastrophizing. You're already at the end where the balloon has popped and scared you.
Mm-hmm.
Where nothing bad is gonna happen.
Yeah, I'm very. That's what's annoying
about
this.
You're calming down.
I'm very aware of all of these things. I logically know these things, and I think it's insane that my body has this physical reaction to stupid things. I don't like it. I don't think that it's cool. I try to fix it. I don't want to be like this. I try to be chill about it. I don't know what to tell you. It's not me not understanding that, like, I'm not going to get hurt by a balloon. Like,
But you know, like, you are not an anxious person. Balloons give you anxiety. But you are not anxious. It is just you are made to be anxious by balloons, you know?
Sure.
I'm saying things I've heard in therapy, and so I'm trying to like, I think it's working. I think we did it.
Yeah, I'm cured.
You're welcome.
But balloons need to rely, or my reaction to balloons need to react. Oh my God, relax.
You screamed and shuddered in front of a bunch of strangers.
I didn't mean to. It was so
embarrassing. Our child.
No, he wasn't embarrassed. He didn't even notice. He was having a blast. I was embarrassed. You were probably embarrassed.
Well, you caught some side eyes.
Did I?
No.
Oh, so embarrassing. Anyway, wow. I'm on edge today already. So
yeah,
like,
I can tell.
This is off to a great start. But hi, I love you. What do you need to relax for you? That's not balloons.
As a dad.
What?
I still feel like a kind of a newer dad. You know what I mean? I still feel like I'm in the early stages of dadum, and dad culture fascinates me. But there's one thing I can't get on board with, and it's flip flops. Now, also being a dad and living in Southern California near the coast, there's flip flop dads. And I'm not saying like, hey, we're going to the beach, I'm going to wear flip flops so that I can kick them off, you know, right at the edge, and no one's going to steal them. And you know what I mean? I can be barefoot at the beach and slip them back on. It's like, no problem. I don't mean like that. I mean like out and about in public, wearing like full length jeans, like denim and flip flops. Like this is a thing. There are dads here that I'm convinced only own flip flops and will wear them out to dinner. You know what I mean? With their favorite button up on date night with their wife or significant other, they will wear them to pick their kids up at school. They'll wear them in the supermarket. And I don't understand the form or function of a flip flop doing the job that it's supposed to be doing. It's not great. Ban them.
You know what?
I don't own a pair of flip flops.
I used to love flip flops, but I don't feel like flip-flops are that popular anymore. I don't like, I would never go buy them now. I feel like slides got popular, and like now that's like, if you're gonna have any sort of a sandal type thing.
No,
it's a
I'm
slide.
Talking like, you remember like there, I think the brand was like Rainbow.
Of course,
them?
Yeah, Rich, yeah. And I've talked about it. Yeah, like
there's
on
like
the
if you go in a lot of the like little, you know, kind of beachy stores around here, there'll just be like a wall of them in every size, shape, and color, both men, women, and kids. They have like the built-in thing where you can just slide your foot in to see what size you are there, like at the floor of it. And this is what I see people wearing. Like this is a culture. This is a dad culture I could never get on board with.
I have to show you. It's can't either on Instagram or TikTok. Someone made a video talking about this exact thing, and it made me laugh. And I saved it to show it to you.
Really?
And so I'm going to show it to you now because I think you'll appreciate it. Okay, here.
We are entering the part of the year where it's getting a little bit warmer, and there's that chance that you might have like that one day where it's like unseasonably warm, like suddenly be surprised, get like a 50, 60 degree day. And I just have to warn and remind everyone that if you leave your house on an unseasonably warm day in the spring or late winter, there's a decent chance you're going to see a straight guy's toes. They get them out the second they can, and it feels violent, you know? And you think you're prepared for it. You're wearing a cardigan, you walk into a bodega, boom, shorts and Havaianas. They're obsessed. It's like they
Havaianas,
leave their house
yeah,
the entire day like, I need to put them on display, you know? And is there anything morally wrong with it? No, not necessarily. I don't even like, feet don't even bother like that, but there is something about seeing a toe on a subway that's hard, and I'll just say that. I said in the past, I don't think New York is an open toe space, but that's an opinion. So just remind yourself, just reminding you to remind yourself to kind of steel yourself before you leave the house that day. And I'm happy for the warmth.
So I don't know. I saw that. I guess it didn't hit for you the way that hit for me. It was just like one of the most mortifying things in the world when you show someone a video and they're like, okay.
I wasn't claiming that it was like, I mean, everybody says everything all over the place all the time. So it can't be a completely original thought. I'm sure other people have thought the same thing. But yeah, that's where I was going with it also, was that you're seeing these naked feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a subway, that's a good example. But like everywhere else too, it's like, you know, like Gelson's. You're like, I don't want to see old guy toes.
I mean, we live near a beach.
Gelson's
and
is a supermarket.
We live near a beach, and in Southern California, I think it's like, it's just gonna happen, man. People might head to the beach, the pool, something. What are they gonna wear? They're like, chucks.
I knew you would defend this somehow.
No, I'm not
like,
defending it actually
but
at
like,
all.
Like you don't, you
I'm
don't
just trying
own
to have a conversation
either. Yeah, I'm sorry. That is pretty bad. Like when you want show, be like, hey, I got to show you this video, and the person doesn't react at all. So I'm sorry for not like reacting.
No, you don't have to. I want you to be honest.
There wasn't like beats and like there wasn't like a setup, and it was kind of just a person talking. So I just kind of was politely watching this video.
Yeah, no,
like,
sorry, that was a bad choice on my part to
someone
share
who's,
that.
Oh, like has also talked about this thing, but that's true. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it's.
I'm sorry. So what is it about the flip flops? You don't like seeing toes?
Well, that'd be part of it, but no, I just don't see. I don't see the. Maybe people like that. I don't know, but yeah, just,
like what?
Well, just to see a grown man out and about with jeans on and flip flops. I just feel like that's odd. And because it's the thing that goes in your toe. I don't like the feeling of the thing. Like whenever I wear them, then they call it a flip flop because they kind of flap around. There's no like the arch support or whatever. And
I don't think people wear flip flops for arch support necessarily, but I don't like it either because of the thing in your toe. And also,
no, but there's a thing like where it's in a pinch, like, oh, I just got to throw something on. I don't know. I can't find, you know, I don't want socks or I'm fearing to get sandy or whatever. But I'm just talking about like around town, and it seems to be a dad thing.
Hmm.
And
I'm sorry, love, you're going through that.
I don't know.
But I have to say, like, yeah, I get it. And what I don't like about flip flops in the days when I would wear flip flops, which was all of high school, like that's all I wore, was if people stepped on the back of my flip flop, that is the most painful thing. Like, you think a flat tire is annoying when someone hits, like, steps on the back of your like shoe and it kind of comes off. When someone steps on the back of your flip flop, and you keep walking at full force and the straps slice into the top of your foot, that is so freaking painful. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? Because you don't do. I need to talk to Rachel about this.
I can't think about how many times, like, I don't really wear. I mean, from my childhood, I mean, I had them for like, you know, going to like the pool or whatever. But like, my problems with it, I feel like they would always break. They were uncomfortable. And also, like, for me, this feels like it's not like any security of where, like, your toes are, like, my toes, you can never find the right length. So my toe would always, like, go over the end.
Mm, you got long toes.
You got, like, what would you call that? Like,
long toes.
Yeah, long. I got long
extended,
toes.
Extended. You're trying to come up with, like, a cool term for it.
Right. Yeah. And so,
an
like,
extended toe.
Yeah. Yeah. So my big toe would always kind of be, like, would be like, touching the ground, you know, I mean, the ground. And then they would kind of, like, they form fit after a while, right? So they would kind of, like, mush. They wouldn't stay, like, perfectly, like, square or
where are you getting
flat.
Your
They'd kind of, like, mushed down, right?
No.
And then, like, the plastic, like, the, you know, like, the cheapy ones, the plastic ones where they would, like,
well, that's your
poke
problem.
Out the bottom. Like,
yeah, that's your problem. You shouldn't get those.
I don't want to get any of them.
Then don't.
I don't want them to sell them, and I don't want anyone to wear them.
Wow.
Even if it's like you enjoy it, like I don't want you to.
You know what?
I want to take that joy away from you.
I do not like flip flops. I feel the same way as you. However, I don't think that the approach is no one should ever have them. I think it's more like I'm not going to ever wear those things. I don't like them.
Well, you know, the no shirt, no shoes, no service. I feel like they should include flip flops in that.
Replace flip flop with any other article of clothing and be talking about like. I don't think moms should be wearing leggings. I don't like the way they look on people.
You're just playing devil's advocate. No, if you are a flip-flop aficionado, if you like live by your flip-flops, not slides, not Birkenstocks, but like in between the toe flip-flops, can you give me some feedback and let me know what it means to you and why it's important.
There you go. That's good.
So I can better understand and not, I don't know.
Yeah, what is it about them that
grimace you... Grimace every time I see it or whatever.
I don't mind. I never notice if people are wearing them, but I don't like wearing them for me anymore because of the flip-flop strap bruises that I would get if people stepped on the back of them.
Jeez, man.
Also, flip-flops at the beach also are horrible because now that I wear like slides or like Birkenstock type of shoes to beaches, I just wear like boots to the beach now because I only look for rocks. But like in the summertime... is because if you wear flip-flops, it flips the sand up as you walk and like sprinkles sand up on your tush and on the people you walk past. Like flip-flops are horrible shoes to have at the beach.
The way you walk must have something to do with this or something. Because why is everyone stepping on your heel and how are you flipping up sand at your own ass? Do you think it has anything to do with your walking posture or like your gait?
How
like what?
How would my walking posture
have you guys seen Colleen
affect
walk?
How would my walking posture affect how other people step
on my
shoes?
Are they doing
it
on purpose? Were you being bullied?
This is most definitely I was.
Oh, okay.
But also, I think it's just like...
These were assaults.
No, it's like, I don't think anyone's given me a flat tire in a... Maybe Flynn has on accidents. Like kids, you know, when you're a kid, you just like walk too close to each other and like no...
Well, no, I'm asking with these kids in school where they were like, you're walking down the hall and they were like trying to.
No, I don't think so. I mean, maybe they were and I was and unaware of the bullying, but like I don't think so. I think it's just like
could
it happened.
Been flirting.
It was honestly usually Rachel.
Okay.
Like so, she would like, because just your siblings, you're walking close together, you know, you're whatever. And just like, you're not paying attention. You just kind of step. Anyway.
The friend that would give you a flat tire on purpose.
I don't think I ever had a friend that would do it on purpose. That's not a friend. That's a jerk.
That's what I'm saying. That's not
yeah, I don't think I had that. I think it just like happens sometimes. But yeah, my walk is pretty shitty.
You'd say that's unique. You know what I mean?
No, it's derpy. It's like real derp. It's like bad posture, schlumpy. I know.
On a mission.
It's not cute. I know, yeah. Love. I'm sorry. I don't have an attractive walk. I don't strut. I schlut.
I don't have an attractive walk. It's a really funny thing to admit. And
it's just a fact. I'm sorry.
Have you seen your run?
Love, what is this?
I don't know.
I can't see myself running, but I know what it feels like, and it doesn't feel like it looks great.
People, I mean, all our kids have different walks. People just have different walks and runs, you know? They're all unique and special.
Mm-hmm. So special. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what else needs to relax for you?
I don't know. The only other dumb thing I wrote down, again, another unoriginal thought, was like, I've just been really frustrated with an Apple TV remote recently. And we had one in our old house, and I remember duct taping a kitchen wooden handled spoon to it so we'd stop losing it. But that was obviously before we have kids. And now it's like, I don't understand how they were like, let's make this thing this thin and slippery and small. And it's like the perfect thing to get lost in couch cushions and everything. But that's dumb. You literally didn't respond.
I was waiting for you.
Normally you like cut me off and you're like, oh, I have a video about that. And you're like, and you get all excited. I said that and you just go, yeah.
Can I tell you my thought process, please?
Sure.
So you're right. I have been, as some would call it, cutting you off, but I try not to do that because I don't want to seem rude and I don't want to be rude. I'm just excited. And sometimes I like have more to say, but I realize I've done that a few times in this conversation. And so I was like, stop, don't interrupt, wait till he's done talking. But
how could you be listening while having all of those thoughts?
Are you serious?
Oh, because your brain is...
Wait, what do you mean?
If you're listening to me talk and all you're thinking is, wait, don't interrupt.
That's not
yet.
All I'm thinking. Blah, blah,
blah. Okay.
I'm thinking a lot of things.
And you can still hear what I'm saying and be processing that information while at the same time focusing on...
You're joking.
I don't know.
So when I'm talking to you, you're only thinking about what I'm saying?
Don't wait till she's done. Okay, she's done. Hi. Wait, no, I didn't even hear what you said because I was focused so hard on not interrupting you.
I'm actually kind of being serious though. When someone's talking to you, you're only listening to what they're saying and not thinking about, there's nothing else in your brain.
No, a lot of times I'm like spacing out and not even listening.
Okay, but my question is like, can't you listen to someone talking to you? When you're listening to someone talking to you, you're not thinking about other things too?
I'm not saying full stop, like you can't think of other things, but I'm saying like, I think like there's more layers to your brain.
Yeah. It's an onion, a pomegranate per se.
I thought of the other thing I wanted to say.
Okay.
I wanted to admit something to you.
Okay.
It was me.
Who what?
Who didn't close the lid all the way.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
To Flynn's bug enclosure.
Oh my God. What do you mean admit it? I knew it was you.
No, you didn't.
Who else?
I didn't explicitly blame it on our kids, but like, I was like, yeah, so the top was open. Flynn has two new pets. They're Madagascar hissing cockroaches. And I left the tank open. And for about a day and a half, I was like, do I tell her? She's not going to notice.
Wait, he was missing in the house for a day and a half?
No, I was missing the house for 2.5 days, but it was at a day and a half that I was like, maybe I should tell you. And so it was a day and a half when I realized.
I don't care about being rude right now. I'm interrupting you. There was a 3.5-inch cockroach.
Yeah.
Wandering around our house for 2.5 days.
Yeah. Well, three. It was till we found it. But yeah.
What do you mean? Three till you can't two say half, two it was missing days. 2.5 days, but three till we found it. That means it was missing 3 days.
Time is a flat circle.
I will say, if you're taking jabs at my walk and my run and my brain and everything in between, I can take a jab at your concept and explanation of time.
Okay.
Because this man will say, I stood in line for 2 hours, and he will say it with a straight face and I will say, you were gone for 20 minutes.
When did I say that?
Fine. Every time you've listed a time frame, any time frame ever of
I need you to know how hard and frustrating life is for me.
How long you waited for something, how long you, if there was ever a time frame that was part of your life that you're, and is part of a story, you will always add at least 2 hours.
No, not always. Like if it genuinely took 45 minutes to drop him off at school today, and I say that, I'm being specific. I'm not exaggerating that.
But as you tell the story, this is what you'll do. You'll say, you know,
the second time I tell it, it'll be 45 minutes, and the third time I'll tell it, it'll be an hour.
Yes, and it'll be an hour and a half. Yeah, yeah. So that's how, but between the two of us, it's a horrible combination because your concept of time is like multiple hours more than what it actually is. Whereas my concept of time is-
Doesn't exist.
Everything takes 5 minutes. I'll be there in 5 minutes. This will only take 5 minutes. I'll be right there. I'll be there in 1 minute.
And then it'll be two hours later.
Anyway, sorry. You needed to admit that
I finally casually admitted it, but I couldn't do it directly to you. I said it to Flynn. I was like, hey, Flynn, I got some bad news. As you were walking out of the house, but I knew you would be able to hear it, but I knew that you wouldn't be able to react in too extreme of a way because Flynn is, you know, because I'm talking to Flynn and your eyes when I told him this. As you were leaving you were going to a store to get something for
birthday present
for this birthday party.
You said, I have some news. I have some bad news. A bug escaped the enclosure. You said a bug.
I know, it wasn't even specific about it.
There's hissing cockroaches in there, but there's also like, he'll find roly polies and put them in there, you know, a beetle, you know, yeah. Sometimes there'll be like a random bug in there. And so you purposefully said a bug.
Uh-huh.
As if a Madagascar hissing cockroach is considered a bug to some people.
Massive too.
This thing is a rodent.
I was easing you into it. And so then you left and so then I was like, I mean, it had been.
Well, I said,
roaming
the
around.
Cockroach is it, it's in the house. And you said, yes. And I said, like, it's running around the house. I got, are you joking? Or are you being serious? And you said, yeah. And I was like, you need to find it. And I left.
You're like, you actually need to find that right now. Like you actually do. And left. And I was like, oh, and it never really occurred to me that like I had to find it. Like, because
what?
Well, I'd looked around like the shelf or whatever.
You knew
that
it was missing
on.
For 3 days?
No, I knew it was I knew it was missing for about a half a day before I.
Oh,
I
now
told
it's a half
you.
A day. See what I'm telling you? At least
no,
two.
But no. It was missing for a day and a half, and then it took.
Have you guys been listening? Because this has changed
when
many
that's
times.
When I noticed. That's when I noticed.
How do you know it was missing?
And then
missing
later
for a day
that
and
night,
a half.
I told you. So 2 days total.
It has gone a half a day and a half, 2 days, 3 days, 2.5 days. Oh. You've said all combinations.
I didn't notice for a day and a half that I had left the thing open. When I did, and when I noticed that, that was like in the early afternoon morning. And then I told you about it that night, 2 days. So for 48 hours, if that helps you.
So not 3 days.
Who's ever said 3 days?
This is gaslighting. He said,
"Welcome
rewind
back.
Rewind the tape.
All the way around. Time,
come on.
Time's a flat circle, man.
This is what it's like trying to talk to my husband about timing.
While you were at the store, I was at this point assisted with the best bug hunter I've ever met in my life, our son Flynn. And we're looking around and he found it under our living room couch.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like he looked for it and then he found it.
Yeah.
So it's weird how that works. Because now I'm curious. I'm curious, Lovey. Did you look for said hissing cockroach or did you just think it would come back into the cage on its own?
I didn't think it would come back in the cage on its own.
Did you look for it?
No, yes, I did. I looked around its area and then right next to its area is a big like air conditioning like vent.
Oh, so you just
assumed
it went under the
house. So I just assumed it was like went under there. I didn't think to then start like looking around the entire house and go all the way to the living room and look under the couch. Flynn found it within five minutes.
The closest furniture to the bug enclosure is the couch.
You're exaggerating. There's the table there and other chairs and stuff. And these things, they don't like to just be on flat surfaces. They like to be like up and under. You know what I mean? Like they're
disgusting.
You know, the other interesting, there's two. One's named Hissy and once named Little Explorer.
Hissy?
Yeah, because it hisses.
Wait, I thought he... No, it was Heidi.
Was it Heidsy?
Heidsy. Heidsy and Little Explorer. Because one hides.
Okay, I thought it was Hissy.
Heidsy.
Maybe he said... Okay, Heidsy and Little Explorer. And when he found him, he was disappointed that it wasn't Little Explorer. He was like, oh, Heidsy. He like expected it to be Little Explorer that had gone off and explored our house for 2 days.
He's like, I have to change their name. How did he tell the difference?
He tells the difference by the length of their antennas. That's very true.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you found it.
Yeah. That was a huge relief. Would have been stressing me out.
Well, I never would have known because you never would have told me.
I would have told you. I did tell you.
Well, that's great news. Glad.
Yeah.
Glad. First of all.
Super exciting.
Thank you for being so honest about it and telling me about it 3 days. I mean 2 days or 1.5 days.
I couldn't figure out a best way to tell you.
But also thank you so much for.
Is this gaslighting?
No.
Oh, you mean genuine?
No.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much for deciding on your own because you're the man of the household. So you don't need to, you know, discuss with anyone else. I'm going to go buy 2 massive hissing cockroaches and we'll keep them as pets in our home for our son.
Whoops.
I'm going to do that. And I'm not going to tell her until I've showed it to him already and he's excited and he's in love with them and keeping them forever.
Would you have been against that?
100%.
Like our children's joy and enthusiasm for insects?
I love our children's joy.
Whoops, I'm sorry.
Insects.
I'm sorry.
Love you.
It never occurred to me. I'm sorry. I didn't think I was like disobeying you.
No, no one said, no, you're not disobeying. I'm being
they were
silly,
in Petco. They were like, they were meant to be food for like a large reptile or snake or something. And he had been making all these bug enclosures. And so I wanted to get him like an actual thing so he could, for all the little bugs that he catches and we look at him for a day and then set him free. And I looked up and there was, you know, there was like $4 or something for these 2 cockroaches to feed your, you know, corn snake or whatever. But I like looked up online and like, you know, first thing on YouTube was like, they're actually really clean and people keep them as pets and blah, blah, blah. And this and
yeah,
that.
He loves them.
And they never bite and they're really cool. And I was like, huh.
But
I never was like, I should talk this over with my wife first to make sure she doesn't have a thing about cockroaches.
Well, I think tomorrow when this video is coming out, when this podcast comes out.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. I love you. I love that he loves them. I don't care. I'm being silly and jokey. But what was I saying? This podcast comes out on Wednesday. The next day, I'm pretty sure on my vlog channel will be the day where like I talk about these pets because I'm behind on my vlogs because I took a break. But you'll see the day that we got the cockroaches and Flynn insisted that we have like a cockroach race.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're cool, man.
And so you'll see that even though I'm not a huge fan of cockroaches, I will always be supportive of my kids and their passions.
Yeah.
And even supportive when you do things like get cockroaches for a house.
I made him
a racetrack.
Yes, you did. Meet him cockroach racetrack.
So I'm supportive, but it's a wild thing to have pet cockroaches and a son that likes to hold them and walk around the house and they hiss loudly. They hiss very loudly.
They do. It's unnerving.
Yep.
It sounds like horror movies. It's like a horror movie sound.
Well,
what else you got, love?
Okay, so we're gonna look at some comments now. We got a lot of wonderful comments on our last episode, and I have a lot to discuss about these comments. You guys, I guess this episode I'm just in defensive mode for some reason because there's something I'm gonna be defensive about in a little bit. But first, I need you to tell me if this is true or not, okay?
Yes.
Kayla said, the fact that Eric explains for such a long time about the noises in male public bathrooms, but somehow leaves out the other crazy things guys are doing when they use public bathrooms. Because last week, Eric was talking about how when in the public bathrooms, guys are like narrating their poops. I don't know. Anyway, so Kayla goes on to say, my husband turned me onto the fact that while peeing, some guys forego their zipper and will pull down their pants and underwear, exposing their butt and sometimes letting the pants drop all the way to the ground. As a chick, I found this wild. This cannot be true. Is that true?
Is he peeing with toddlers? It's because I think it's that's the only one people I've ever seen doing that are toddlers.
So thank God. So you've never seen a man like expose his butt.
No, that'd be hilarious, though. That'd be really funny.
I get the concept of urinals in general is wild to me, that you're just like standing next to people like with your dingus out. Like it's quite a concept. Like I wouldn't be able to do that in front of a stranger, just like pull out a dinghy.
What do you mean? Like if you had to, if like your bathroom stall like didn't have doors and you were just
if I had to pee,
just next to, and there was like a lot of them, there's like no barrier whatsoever. There's,
yeah. Like if I were a man having lived the life that I've lived, but I suddenly was a man and had to go like pee in the bathroom, like I would 1,000,000,000% go in the stall.
A lot of people can't
go in the stall.
Have like a urinal fright.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't want
like,
to do
so
it.
Like so that you'll go up to, if it's like a crowded, like an airport, you know what I mean? And it's everything, like you can't, like a sports arena, like a lot of people, like I know, can't do that
because it's like some, do you sort of use like, stalls or do you use urinals? Is this too personal for you to answer?
No, I mean I don't really have like too much of a problem with it. I don't want the stalls. It's just like a maybe for an air. It's more. No, it's so. I don't know. That's actually the worst place you could be. Is it stall in an airport?
But you'd rather be at a urinal, which is your dingus out.
You don't have to like touch all the stuff. You know what I mean? I don't like touching all the like the hand, like the little slidey
but
handle.
You, anyone
and
can
all
see your
stuff.
Dinghy. Like you're just
no,
like
they can't see
what?
It unless they like, you know what I mean? And you can
look.
Like, yeah, unless
they can't see it unless they look.
Right,
like, that's the point.
You can like tell if someone looks, and that's like, you know.
Right. So why would you give someone the opportunity to look?
For the excitement. I don't know.
What? I can't imagine.
I'm not giving anyone the opportunity, but like if something, you know, it's weird, real weird. I don't know.
Do you ever have whatever. It? Okay, so now I have more questions. So you're like, if you're in a bathroom with like where there's a lot of urinals, I don't go in men's bathrooms. I guess I've been in them a couple times, but like, there's usually like a wall of urinals, right?
Yeah. Or like two.
But in a bathroom where there's a wall,
yeah.
Let's say, have you ever been in a situation where like you go in and you're alone and or maybe there's one other person there, or whatever, and you go pee at a urinal, and then someone comes in to go pee in a urinal, and there's all these open ones, and they choose the one right next to you.
I mean, I can't specifically think of a time in my mind, but like I feel like I'm sure that's happened.
Because that happens when I'm like, you know, you're at the airport or you're in a big open space where you sit somewhere, and someone just comes right next to you, and you're like, what the? But I'm
that
like,
happens to me.
Would that happen at a urinal?
No, I don't think so. That happened to me the other day at a treadmill in the gym. There was there's. There were like 15 treadmills and they're like all open. And I was like just on one. And this person came and was like, I'm going to run right next to you.
Weird.
Yeah, it was weird. And so I'm going to sweat and breathe and run right next to you when we couldn't be giving you a lot of space.
That's wild. Well, Kayla, Eric's never experienced grown men just letting their pants go down all the way while they pee at the urinal. But if anyone else has, please tell me, because that is crazy. If that's true, that's
I'd assume
that's
that
insane.
Person, yeah, it's not well.
All
some
right,
sort of
so
medical issue there.
Another, this is the one I'm going to be defensive about. Okay, guys, I'm sorry, but Carrie Hogan said, and a lot of people, I'm not calling you out, Carrie. There was a lot of people who talked about this, and I'm confused by the fact that this comment happened so often, and I feel like I need to explain myself because I must have not explained myself well last week. So last week, Eric was continuing his opinion that a Caesar salad is a sandwich.
I give up. It's not. Whatever. I give up.
No. You can stand firm. Some people agree with you. But this is where things get dicey and confusing to me. So what? What?
I want to interrupt you.
You can. You just did. you literally just did.
You said to me in that episode, there's no such thing as a Caesar salad sandwich. There is a local chain sandwich place.
Yeah, I know. I forgot it. The Caesar salad sandwich.
And they have a Caesar salad sandwich.
They do, yes. So I don't remember saying there's no such thing as a Caesar salad sandwich because I know there are, but I meant like if you are craving a sandwich, you don't go, I want to put lettuce. And I think I said this in the episode. You don't think I'm going to put lettuce and Caesar dressing and, sardines and croutons inside of bread, like, you know, that's not what you think. Anyway, it's not the point. This is the point. This is the comment I got a lot of. Carrie said, we have chicken Caesar wraps here, which I would consider a sandwich in a way. You guys had me dying laughing today, listening. Love watching you too. Also, my phone always corrects you to I as well. Eric, you're not alone.
See?
Yeah. But the point is, she said, But what about, there's lots of Caesar salad wraps. At this restaurant, we have a Caesar salad wrap. This is my turn. This is what I've been waiting to talk about. Let me be defensive. Right. We've talked about this. There was 2 weeks in a row where you tried to defend that a Caesar salad is a sandwich. That is what I was arguing against. He said a Caesar salad is a sandwich. Last week, please correct me if I'm wrong. You will, even if I hadn't said that. But I did not say Caesar salad wraps aren't a thing. I actually enjoy a Caesar salad wrap. I partake in Caesar salad wraps. The argument was not, there's no such thing as a Caesar salad wrap, and that's kind of like a sandwich. Sure, you can argue that a wrap of sorts is kind of like a sandwich, but just in a tortilla. You can totally argue that, and that's fair. That's not the argument. The argument was, he was saying a Caesar salad is a sandwich. And my argument is, it is absolutely not. However,
it's a deconstructed sandwich.
Caesar salad wraps exist, and that is called a wrap. It's also not a sandwich. A wrap.
Wow, you're really taking this commenter down.
Not her. It's not Carrie. I love you. This is not you. Actually, her comment was really sweet.
I would say that.
But there was a lot of comments saying something of that sort to me, like, well, actually, there's a lot of Caesar salad wraps at this restaurant.
I keep trying to say it's probably the most popular wrap.
Yes, of course, because Caesar salad delicious. Wrap,
it's like probably one of the top two wraps.
I agree. It's absolutely delicious. When I worked at Disneyland, that was what I had for lunch. That's what they had, this a delicious Caesar salad wrap at the little cafeteria food place that I ate at every day for lunch. Love it. No one's arguing that they're not delicious. No one's arguing that it's not a great wrap. I'd never said that they don't exist and they're not wonderful. I was just arguing against you trying to prove that a Caesar salad is a sandwich. It's not. If you made a sandwich and you put Caesar salad inside of a sandwich, then it would be a sandwich. If you put a Caesar salad inside of a tortilla and wrap it up, it's a wrap. But if you eat a Caesar salad, it is a salad.
It's a deconstructed.
Oh my God.
Caesar salad sandwich. Because of all, name any other bread-centric salads. The idea of a salad is to get away from
Greek
bread.
Salad. The Greek salad I make is majority croutons.
Yeah, but that's your Greek salad. Nobody else makes
consider that a Greek sandwich?
Oh my gosh, just because you make a salad with croutons doesn't mean that other... You can't say Greek salads. Other Greek salads have croutons in it.
You just said, name a salad with lots of croutons.
Not one that you invented.
But is that salad, that my Greek salad with all the croutons, is that a sandwich?
Like a Waldorf.
Is it a deconstructed sandwich? Is it?
It's a Greek sandwich, love.
You are so stubborn. Anyway, I kept reading these comments and I was like, did I say in the episode that Caesar salad wraps don't exist? Maybe I did, but I don't remember saying that. So I must have misspoke. I must have.
Yeah, because I don't know. It's like the number one wrap.
Obviously, I did something wrong, because if there are multiple comments about it, then like I must have misspoke. I've never been a Caesar salad wrap denier. I'm just not a denier of Caesar salad wraps. Yeah. I know they exist. I love them. I think they're lovely. They're delicious, in fact. I wouldn't look at a Caesar salad wrap and say that's a sandwich, and I wouldn't look at a Caesar salad and say that's a sandwich. But if you put a Caesar salad inside of a sandwich, then I would say it's a sandwich.
Colleen, yesterday we were out and she looks at me and she goes, oh, if there was a Quiznos around here, I would crush it. I would crush a Quiznos.
I like Quiznos. I don't know if they're still in business.
I don't know. If you have a Quiznos to you, we'll go to Quiznos and we'll go to Sonic.
Yeah, right.
I used to live in walking distance from a Quiznos.
Oh, dreams.
Thinking about Quiznos, like the oregano thing that they would do as they toasted.
Their bread is perfect. It's I love Quiznos. Why doesn't it, does it exist anymore?
Quiznos, are you franchising?
Where'd they go?
I don't know.
Do they still exist and we just never see them?
Let's own and operate a Quiznos.
Quiznos. Okay, hold on. Quiznos. It doesn't say anything about them. It's a thing. There's just none near us.
Let me see if I can find the nearest Quiznos. Let's both look at our phones in silence.
Well, that's what I'm doing. It looks as though it's very far, like over an hour to the nearest Quiznos.
We're 72 miles.
Yeah, that's far.
From the nearest Quiznos.
That is such a bummer.
It's like an hour and five. We could be there.
Let's see how long it takes. I'll click for the directions, Lovey, so we can see and we can know. Because we can stop at Sonic on the way, right?
Wait, this Quiznos gets 3 stars.
I know. People are, it's an hour and 46 minutes. Quiznos has a bad reputation, I think, and it's like delicious. I want
this
it really
just
bad.
This woman gave a 1-star review and she's just talking about the bathroom at Quiznos. We can't get away from this stuff. A lot of people give them 5 stars. Have you ever left a Yelp review?
Of course not.
Have you ever left an Amazon product review?
Of course not.
I can't imagine.
I know you haven't because...
There's a couple times where I had such bad experiences that I've like drafted one.
Really?
But like just to myself. Like, you know what I mean? Like I had to like... was so frustrated by an experience. This happened like 2 times where I like in the notes app, I've been like, oh, I'm going to do that. I'm going to give them a bad... And I never have because I'm like, it doesn't... You know what I mean?
I feel like... a place is really, really has to be really amazing to have a good Yelp review, because the only people, the type of people that I would think would leave a review would be people that are angry.
Right. Like I had a great experience. I have to write this good review, I think.
I don't know. I don't know that to be the type of person that would do that. Like someone who has a pleasant experience isn't going to be like, I'm going to go talk about that. Like it's usually people want to go complain and be mad about something. But sometimes I'm like, if something has... it has really good, like people have said they love a certain restaurant or something, and I look it up and it's like only 3.5 or 4 stars. I'm like, well, people say they love it.
Yeah, but you put a lot of stock in this. Like you,
I
like,
do. I read
you,
them.
You're like, oh no, we can't. Like that's not. This well, place doesn't have them, this place has better reviews.
But that's what I was about to say, is that like if it doesn't have great reviews, but I think it would be a good place, I'll read the reviews. And usually there's like a couple jerks who will give like a 1-star review and be like, someone stole my parking spot. And it's like has nothing to do with the restaurant. It's so frustrating. I hate when I see that. Like this is our like recipes. This happens too with recipes. It's like people give a bad review to a recipe online. Like I'll be looking for a recipe or something, and it'll be like 1 star. I'm like, oh my gosh, why did this person give it 1 star? And it'll be like, I didn't have any salt, so I used sugar, and I didn't have any eggs, so I just used milk, and I didn't have any chocolate chips,
so I just used raisins,
and this was disgusting.
Oh
and
my
I'm like,
gosh,
okay.
That's crazy. Have you ever done a survey?
What do you mean?
Like of your experience? Like so I got an oil
Only
change.
Only if I'm forced to.
I got an oil change last week and it was a horrible experience. They really didn't do a great job. And it was a whole mess that I won't get into. But then I got an email when I got home that was like, rate your experience at this oil change place. And I was like, here they are. They're setting it up for me. It's like an easy opportunity. I mean, what happened was they were like, oh yeah, we can do it. And then halfway through, they were like, actually, we don't have the stuff. And you have to go to this other oil change place, 20 miles away. And it was labeled as a 15-minute oil change. It ended up taking me 3.5 hours. Exaggerating. It took me like 3. We'll see next time I tell the story. because the year was all set up in my email. Like they, because I guess they take your email information when you fill out that thing when you're there. And I was like, no, why would it doesn't need to be my responsibility to take, to get someone in trouble.
Yeah.
Or, and like, even like with like a DoorDash, whatever. And they're like, if like you get a, like an Uber Eats or a DoorDash and they like ask you to like rate your driver, like even if it was bad, for those, I will give like a good whatever, because like, I feel like it's just,
yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a nice
thing to
do. Yeah,
they're not paid enough.
Right.
Well, anyways. I am realizing as you're saying this that like I have to admit I have left not a review, but I have given a bad rating on one of those things. It was like, rate your experience. Uh-huh. I've done it when I am forced to do it, because sometimes you'll be on a website or something, or an app, and it'll like a pop-up will come up and it'll be annoying. Like, you have to do this. You have to do this. Or like, if I order something and I'm talking to customer service and it's clearly a robot, it's not a person. And the customer service is like not being helpful at all and being like just the worst because it's a literal robot. Mm-hmm. When those pop up and they say like, rate your experience, and it won't let me leave until it's like the rate your experience thing. Mm. How was your experience with us today? And it was like really horrible because I was talking to a literal machine. Then I'll be like, bad. Like I'll click like it was bad because it's a machine, but I would never do it to a person.
I can relate to this when I'm a big unsubscriber when it comes to emails. Like I hate somehow, like, your email just keeps going and people, then it's just get all the stuff. Like, so at a certain point I'll be like, all right, today's the day I'm unsubscribing from all these things. And a lot of them will be like, why are you leaving? You know what I mean?
Oh, I hate
never
that.
Subscribed to your email weird thing in the first place. And I'll, and like, there'll be like a little line and I'll be like, 'cause this is horrible. And I didn't never ask for this. And
I don't like when we talked about this a long time ago on the podcast, but like when it's like, you want to unsubscribe and it's like, takes you to their website and you have to find where to unsubscribe and you have to type in your email and click like, are you sure? Yes, I am. Like, I didn't subscribe. And now you're making me do more work to unsubscribe something like, I didn't want.
They get all tricky with it. They get real tricky with it. 'Cause they'll make it in this, the little bottom right hand corner of the email in the tiny fine print where it's, if you'd like to unsubscribe, click mm-hmm. this, and they'll make it in some color that you can't really see. And then I feel like this really happens when you go to hit it, the screen jumps up a little bit. So like mm-hmm. you can't press it. It'll load like a thing, you know what I mean?
Or what they do is it'll take you to the website and it'll be like, type in your email, and then it'll say, and you'll think you're clicking unsubscribe, and there's all these little bubbles you could fill in. And it's like, and it automatically fills in for you, I would like to receive emails and updates. So you think you're unsubscribing, but you're only unsubscribing
from like the whatever part of it. And
you have to like change it to like, I don't
still
want
get emails from their partners or what.
Anyway, on that note, we only talk about the important things here. I'm gonna leave on a couple of sweet comments, we'll call it a day. But thank you for all of your lovely comments. I wasn't actually angry about the Caesar Rap thing. I just like to be silly with our little combos.
And aggressive.
I guess so. Here we go. Ultimate Vixen said, I'm so glad Sass brought me back here. Ew. Did you say ew?
I said heyo.
I thought you said ew. And I was like, oh my God, I'm reading a sweet comment from someone who watches us and you say ew.
I don't know. Ultimate Vixen.
Yeah, but you said heyo.
Yeah, I didn't say
that's why I'm saying. Yeah, you didn't say
it. It was like it was an aside to myself. Heyo.
Okay, Ultimate Vixen. Eric's interested. Also, she said, I'm so glad Sass brought me back here. I listen on car journeys and I find myself visibly smiling and laughing, which is very much needed for so many people right now, which I thought that was a very sweet comment. And I hope today made some people smile and just didn't make them annoyed at me. Courtney,
that's very nice. Thank
said,
you.
Said, by far one of my favorite Relax episodes of all time. Everyone really liked the last episode. You were talking a lot last week. We were on our little trip.
Because I had done two shots while waiting
for
our
takeout food.
Yeah,
there were comments that were like, I think Eric might have had some drinks before this one.
Yeah, well, I was waiting for takeout food from a bar that was like next to our Airbnb, and I was sitting there for a while, at the bar waiting for it, and I
got a little tipsy too. Well, it was fun. I loved it. I think that needs to happen more often. Not that you getting like, don't get drunk all the time or whatever. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying like you need to talk more in the episodes because they're better when you talk.
I don't know how to do that.
Well, anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for watching.
That was nice to
say. Leave comments for us for next time. And we'll see you next week.
This is me saying words.
Bye.
Bye.